And I appreciate the goodness of the Lord tonight. Has God been good to anybody on Tuesday? Appreciate the presence of the Lord. How good He's been to me in my life. My, what singing. What a blessing tonight. Oh, I'm glad it's well with my soul. Man, I enjoyed the specials this evening. Sure enjoyed that choir coming. Isn't that a blessing? Ain't that a blessing? You know, I've always liked folks just be what God intended them to be. Just rear back and sing for the glory of God. Isn't it good we can get together like this, bring our churches together, let the choir sing, and no jealousy, nobody trying to get ahead of nobody else. I like folks are pulling for me, and I want to pull for them. Amen? And, preacher, if it's your turn, I'd shout for you tonight. I promise you I would. I'm not like some of them boys. They just shout when they are preaching. Amen. I'm a pulling for all of you. And I appreciate that. Boy, God's been good to me. God's been good to you, friend. I sure am glad we didn't get what we deserve. Grace and mercy. Appreciate the Lord. Appreciate you folk drove a long way tonight. And good to see Brother Alan Montgomery here, all the way from Concord, North Carolina. Amen. You say, where is that? You need a GPS to get where he lives. And I'm glad the Lord knows where we all are tonight. If you turn with us in your Bible, I hope you brought it with you. John's Gospel, chapter number 6 this evening. I want to say it is a joy and it is my honor to be here this evening. And it is my heart and my desire just to try to mind Him. And I found out if we'll just mind the Lord, everything will work out. Amen. John's Gospel, chapter number 6. And I'd like to start reading tonight in verse number 1 of John's Gospel, chapter number 6. The Bible said, "Now after these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed Him, because they saw His miracles which He did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there He sat with His disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. And when Jesus then lifted up His eyes, saw a great company coming to Him, He saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? This He said to prove him, for He Himself knew what He would do." And I'm going to tell you, He ain't a guessing about what He's going to do tonight. "And Philip answered Him and said, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them take a little." The Lord ain't looking for nobody to get a little. He's looking for you to get a lot tonight. Matter of fact, I doubt if there's anybody drove this far just to get a little bit tonight. But I want all He's got for me. One of His disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto Him, "There's a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. He had to been Baptist. But what are they among so many?" And Jesus said, "Make the men to sit down." He said, "I want everybody to be able to see what I'm a-fixing to do." Matter of fact, the reason a lot of folk ain't seeing what Jesus is doing, because they're standing up getting in the way.
He said, now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down. And likewise of the fishes as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Hope I can get around to where we are tonight in this dispensation of the church age. We're gathering up the fragments that are lost. We don't live in the day of Pentecost anymore. We're in the last innings of the church age. Jesus is coming. He said in the last days, perilous times shall come. Our God can still do what he done yesterday. But listen, don't get downtrodden just because you ain't seen 100 saved a year. He said, gather up the fragments that remain. I'm glad that I'm in the last hour. And may I tell you tonight that he's kept the best wine until now. It's never been this dark, but it's never been this bright neither. Keep your head pointed upward. Don't keep it looking toward Washington. You'll be discouraged. You need to pick your sights up above that and set your sights tonight. Therefore, they gathered them together, and look what they done. They filled 12 baskets full with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, and this is of a truth, that prophet that should come into the world. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. God, we want to thank you for the songs that's been sung. We want to thank you for the glorious liberty that we have here to worship you, for you said that we must worship you in spirit and in truth. Now, oh God, tonight I'm a needy preacher, and I'd ask you, Lord, would you help me tonight to be a blessing to those that need to be blessed? God, would you use us tonight to touch hearts? Would you touch my mind, Lord, that would you bring things across my heart that only that I need to say tonight? Set an angel of watch about my lips that I'd never say one thing that you, our God, wouldn't be pleased with. Thank you for this gathering tonight. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for the Spirit of God that lives in our heart. Lord, we'll be careful to magnify you and to make much of you. Help us now in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Tonight in John's Gospel chapter number 6, I guess I could title this sermon many things. Maybe on what the lad had. Or maybe bring it to Jesus. Or simply when it don't look like you have enough. But I want to preach on this subject tonight. Last night we seen a filling miracle. But tonight I'd like to look at this feeding miracle. Now you'll notice that in the Bible, all of a sudden there's the burden of the bread from the heart of the master. There's the burden of the bread from the heart of the master. He said in verse 5, when Jesus then lifted up his eyes, and I want to say something right there. In order for you to lift your eyes, you must be in a low place. Oh, can I tell you that the Lamb of God, he became as man, and he humbled himself and became obedient to the cross, and he always walked in a lowly place. The Bible said that Joshua lifted up his eyes, and there he seen the great theophany of the Lord, and he had his sword drawn. And he said, whose side are you on? He said, I ain't come here to take sides. I've come here to take over. I'm glad tonight we've got a God that when you're in a lowly place, you can look up and see the Lord. I'm glad we had a God that humbled himself and became man and went to the ways of the cross and humbled himself simply that he may feed others. Now here is a burden of the heart from the Master. You'll notice that the Bible simply said that when Jesus lifted up his eyes and he saw a great company. Now, I love in the parallel gospel, this thing sprung out to me last night. You can find it over in simply Mark's gospel. You can find it there in chapter number 6. The Bible said, and Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them because they were sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach many things. Now I'm glad there is the burden of bread from the heart of the Master. Aren't you glad that when God seen a multitude, the first thing he didn't look out and say, well, they need new clothes, or they need new cars, or they need new house. No, I'm going to tell you that the Lord Jesus Christ, he looked out because he wants to feed people. That ought to be in my heart tonight. It ought to be in every preacher's heart under the tabernacle this evening. We're not here to hurt nobody, but we're here to try to help everybody. The Lord Jesus was moved with compassion. I tell you how good our Jesus is. You'll find in the Laodicean church age in the book of Revelation chapter number 3. There in that last church age as we preached last night. That Laodicean spirit. It's taken control of many of our churches. They said, oh, we're rich in goods. We're increased. We have need of nothing. But Jesus said, this crowd that's neither cold nor hot, they make me sick. Amen. I believe God has an upset stomach about a lot of our gatherings tonight. I like what the choir man said. Everybody can't shout, but everybody can raise your little Baptist hand toward heaven and say, thank you, Lord, for how good you've been to me. I'm telling you, the darling Son of God, I'm glad one day he come to where I was and saw me out and dealt with me and convicted me of my sin. Not only did he convict me, then he convinced me. I sure am glad then, my friend. He converted me by the power of the gospel of God. I tell you how good our Jesus is tonight. The same crowd that makes God sick. You'll notice he says, I want to spew them out of my mouth. But there's his son on the door. Or the same church knocking, saying, I want in. Hey, I can do something with you. I'm glad that God sent his son to keep the wrath off of us tonight. You want to know about this lowly Jesus? He's a man moved with compassion. He's lowly and he's holy. And there's nobody like our Lord. I'm glad he's full of compassion tonight. Hallelujah! I'm glad our great God loves sinners tonight. Whoop, whoop! Hallelujah! I'm glad he is moved with compassion. The same God set out to burn every one of them up. His son is there on the door knocking. Said, if y'all just let me in. Said, I can do something with you that religion's never done, that the water's never done. The darling Lamb of God, he was moved with compassion. If it wasn't for Jesus, oh, if it wasn't for Jesus, when God would look at me, I'd be consumed by His wrath. But the darling Lamb of God hung and died for me and died for you. Now I'm in Christ Jesus. Great glory. I'm glad I'm in Him tonight. I'm glad I'm sheltered by the bloody cross. Thank God He had compassion tonight. Whoop, hallelujah. I'm glad His Son was moved with compassion. You looking for something to move you, friend? Get full of compassion.
Yes, sir.
It'll move you. Amen. It'll make you go places you said you'd never go.
Yeah.
But I sure am glad there was a burden of the bread by the heart of the Master. You know what the Lord would rather do tonight than give you a new car? You know what He'd rather do than to take care of all your troubles? He'd just rather feed you. Give you something to get you through tomorrow. Honey, I've tried religion. I don't like religion. Them boys put our Lord on the cross. Them Pharisees got to dot your I and cross your T. I believe in living right and doing right. Somebody say amen. But I'll remind you, ain't there one of us tonight, the way the Lord found us a few years ago, it took time. And before we're ever going to grow a church, or before we're ever going to help our people, we got to realize there's balance in preaching. The same God that has the wrath from His throne, He looks at His Son, and there's mercy and compassion. Don't take your chances on your own. You'll die and go to hell tonight. But through the darling Lamb of God, as God sees Him from the throne, I'm glad He sees compassion. I sure am glad I didn't get justice. Amen. I'm glad I got mercy. Somebody said that went down and a man had took a picture of a woman's wedding. She thought she was real pretty. She thought it's nobody like herself. Her mama probably told her she is pretty when she's a baby, and she never got over it. Somebody say amen right there. She's a bossing the photographer in the wedding, bossing him to death. The pictures come back and she run to him. Why, nothing would have suited her. I pastored some people like that, amen. You could give them all the gravel in the driveway. If it's all gold, it wouldn't suit them. They'd want it melted, put in there by their lawn chair. Somebody say amen right there. She run up and said, "You listen to me. I don't know how long you've been taking them pictures, but you ain't done a good job." Said, "Look at me. You didn't get my best pose." Said, "You didn't do me justice." He said, "Ma'am, you don't need justice. You need mercy." Somebody say amen right there. I know a lot of people, we better be glad we didn't get what we needed. I hear people when they come down to the altar, people's pointing their big finger and saying, "You're getting exactly what you deserve." Honey, let me tell you tonight, we can't point no finger no place except toward bloody Calvary. And thank God for His mercy and His compassion. I'm glad I didn't get what I deserve tonight. He moved with compassion. That's what we're missing in our churches. Compassion. Somebody come in and get your seat on Sunday. They come in from Sunday school and there's 9 pocketbooks lined up. Somebody come in and sit down and they done got your seat. You done got the poochie lipped all through preaching time. You ought to show some compassion. Say, "We're glad you're here this morning." Somebody say amen right there. You say, well, I bought them pews. You ought to take them home with you and give them to God. Somebody say amen right there. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm glad that the Lord Jesus moved by compassion. Preacher, we're missing compassion. Church, we're missing compassion. Now, you'll notice that in this text in John 6, not only do we find out that there was a burden of bread from the heart of the Master, but in verse 9, you'll notice there's the bringing of the bread from the help of the Master. In verse 9, he said, there's a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they among so many? Matter of fact, the bringing of the bread from the help of the Master. You'll notice that he said, I want to ask y'all something. Said, look around here at this crowd. Said, they need feed. Philip said, Lord, you ain't seen our fellowship hall. Said, there ain't nothing out there in the freezer. There's a couple of bottles of water in the refrigerator. Well, we ain't even got no coffee to go in the coffee pot out there. And said, by the way, Lord, said, we done, every one of us just looked down our pockets and we ain't got much money. And by the way, all we've got is this right here. And said, how are we going to do this with all this? And so one of them had been there a long time. He said, I got a good way to fix the problem. Send them home. That's about our attitude, ain't it? Now this our attitude. Y'all watch now. Help me now. I'm a pastor at heart. I'm just evangelist through the week. But I know what I'm preaching about tonight. Those that had been around there longer assumed they had all the rights around there, and they said, we is here first. Send that crowd out of here. We ain't got enough for everybody. Jesus wasn't concerned about sending nobody home empty. Jesus wanted them all. You know what I done figured out about preaching? Anybody can run people off. But it takes a balanced preacher to keep people coming back. Boy, as a young preacher, I was so mean. I just tried to see how mean I could get. Somebody shake your little Baptist head up and down tonight. Somebody said, man, I can't believe the people that has left y'all in 20 years. That's not what amazes me, preacher. I tell you what amazes me, the people that stayed.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. That amazes me. Brother Rick, amazes me, not the people that has left. Matter of fact, in 20 years, I pastored about 2 different flocks.
One feller said, Brother Ken, it take 9 gymnasiums to hold the folks being in and out of here. But I found this. The Lord said He chose the foolishness of preaching, not foolish preaching. I sure am glad some people had compassion about me. I sure am glad I had some people that loved me and prayed for me and help me. And Jesus wasn't about running nobody off. Well, we don't need no FBIs in our church. I got some folk that love to pull the measuring tape out and try to sum everybody up. I said, hon, quit pulling out your measuring tape. You won't fit it neither. I said, hon, if you'll just take care of what's on your porch, you ain't got time to worry about nobody else's porch. I said, if you ladies had just dressed right and look right, they'll catch on how to do around here for long. Amen. Little Baptist head's supposed to do this tonight. Amen. Compassion. It's amazing to me what the Lord sent in there.
And they looked around and they said, "Now, Lord, we got big needs." But I'm going to remind you about this tonight. Can I help somebody right here? The Holy Ghost give me today. I'd never seen this till the Lord showed me this today. And bear with me till I explain myself. It wasn't the disciples' burden. It was the Lord's burden. And whatever the Lord has a burden for and He puts in your heart, He'll be sure that He's got enough to see about His burden. You wonder a lot, "Well, I ain't got no burden." Get around the Lord, you'll get one. Boy, I mean, we first started Liberty Baptist Church. I had five families started preaching on a high chair in my living room. Turned the furniture around. Some of y'all wouldn't have come just because they didn't have a steeple up on the house. And I remember we passed a hat around going to start a church. Boy, we didn't hardly have nothing. I mean, nothing. But I noticed this, and we went into a storefront building, got a little old dress shop, had green carpet. Y'all remember that green carpet in the 70s? Just looked awful. We fixed that place up, and by the way, God's house ought to be the prettiest place in town. And preacher, I want to be real honest. I want to give you my heart of where it was in them days. Brother, I was... Every Sunday in that storefront building, God is just sending in common folk. And that I found this, that's what we need, common folk. The salt of the earth people that still love preaching and praising and going to the altar and loving one another. But I noticed this, that neither one of them have no money much. And so then we got this vision, talking about a burden now. An architect come and we got a building. And the Lord is my witness. I sat down with one of my deacons and the architect looked at everything. He said, "Now this is going to cost you this amount of money." And I looked at the deacon. I said, "Meeting's over. Ain't no way we can do that." And you know that was right. Wasn't no way we could do that. And so this is what I learned through the process. As God began to build that church, I kept looking for somebody to come in and to pay for something. They just kept bringing what they had. And the Lord touched it. And this is what I learned. See, if a couple big families come in and they had all that money poured in, they'd want to get all the credit about it. But see, when you don't know how something happened, all you can do is wave to glory and say, "Thank you, Jesus." Thank you, Jesus. I sure am glad you've taught me that principle that, dear God, if you give me a burden, it had to come from the throne. And any burden you've got, you'll see about your burden. I tell you how this camp meeting will make it. I believe it's a burden of the Lord. He wrote His Bible for a reason. He wrote it for a generation to come along behind us and also to encourage our generation. You don't know how my heart was encouraged when I hear that choir singing like that. Now, folks, I don't care where you go. That's good singing tonight. I enjoyed that kind of singing. People get up and sang them specials, just singing for the glory of the Lord. You can tell when folks are singing for themselves or singing for the Lord. I believe they're up here for the right reason tonight. I believe this is a burden on the heart of God. They would have a place in a community that people could come and hear the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ and get together and worship Him in spirit and in truth.
There's a lad here. He didn't bring much with him. I wonder what you brought with you.
Said, "By the way, he ain't got nothing, just five little barley loaves and two throwbacks." Said, "I don't even know why he brought them things home. They ain't even big enough. You can't even clean the things. Two small little old fish." That boy just didn't think fish was a biting. But I'm going to tell you, friend, all the fish is biting, all that God needed them to bite that day. Lord is my witness. I was on Lake Weedowee one day. I was down there by myself at the cabin. My wife stayed at home. I was wanting some fried fish for my supper. I said, Lord, it's about 30 minutes before dark. I throwed that Carolina rig out on a point. I said, Lord, all I need is three of them spotted bass. There's one. I said, thank you, Jesus. Throw it on another point. Lord is my witness. There he goes down. Throw him in the way. I said, Lord, if I had one more, that's just all I'd need. It's gone to getting dark. And I made me one last cast, and he done this. I pulled him in. He said, what'd you do? I done what I told the Lord. I took them home and cleaned them and eat them for the glory of God. Amen. Hey, the Lord said, kill and eat. Amen. All y'all probably done turned your guns in, but I ain't yet. They come my house, I ain't gonna have a slingshot and shoot marbles. Somebody say amen right there. Help me now, help me now, help me, help me now. I got a couple hung out in the corn crib. We're gonna eat. Somebody say amen right there. My mama raised us on a single barrel shotgun and an old hickory butcher knife. Matter of fact, some of y'all done got too highfalutin' to eat out of brush piles and fence rows anymore. Boy, rabbit, get up. I'd get that rabbit and come home. My mama would get that old hickory butcher knife, cut his back. She'd say, put your fingers in there. She'd put hers in there, and then she'd say, pull, boy. Well, some of y'all think chicken comes from Kroger. I don't know what y'all'd have to do if you had to cut a rabbit up and live on it. Somebody say amen. Hey, white milk gravy and good rabbit and cat head biscuits, friend. Hey, we's eating high on the hog. Looks like this crowd knows more about what I'm preaching tonight. You know, everybody said we're so poor. We'd go out in the smokehouse and get one of them old Tennessee salt cured hams down off that wire. Grandpa would get that old hickory butcher knife and slice some of that stuff off, put it on the stove. We're so poor. Boy, we was eating real bad, amen. And Grandma reached down that hog killing lard stand, make them old lard biscuits. Somebody say amen. Boy, my mama, Brother Jeff, she'd make that gravy so thick, preacher, when you passed it, put the spoon in, you had to shake her gravy off. I love shaking that gravy off. You put some of that on a biscuit, friend, it'll help you go to lunch, amen.
Hallelujah. Y'all better help him here.
Said, ain't got but five loaves, two little old fish. That's all we got. And Jesus said, that's all you need. Bring them here. Said, just bring me what you got. It's amazing what Jesus can do with what you'll bring him. I realize tonight we might not be the sharpest pencil in the box, but God is looking for somebody that'll just bring him what God has done give him, that he can use it for his honor and his glory. You ought to let God get his hands on your little bit tonight. And I love this in the Bible. Y'all too easy to preach to. I wasn't going to preach about 20 minutes tonight. A little lad here. What was his name, preacher? He didn't have no name, but God knowed who he was. And so why are you wondering if anybody knows your name or not? Long as he knows your name, that's all that's important tonight. They didn't call me to preach. They didn't call me to sing. That didn't bother him, brother. He said, this is all I got. And Jesus said, bring it to me. I thank the Lord for some mothers. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That little old young'un wasn't toting them five loaves and two fishes across that field under his arm. I believe he had them in a little sack, a little box lunch. I'm glad that there's been some young'uns, some mom and daddies has put something in the box for them to help other people. Amen. I don't want to get on my message tomorrow night, but I love young'uns. And I love grand young'uns. Somebody help me preach right there. Now I got to get to the end of the message. I want to give an invitation. I want to say that in this gospel, you'll find there's the burden of the bread by the heart of the master. There's the bringing of the bread from the help of the master. He had the providence of God on that little old boy in that sir. Do y'all believe in the providence of God? Let me tell you something so it don't spook nobody. Jesus died for everybody. Don't let providence mess your doctrine up. God purposes some things in mine and your life that He may bless us. This is providence. This didn't take God by surprise. There's a God in heaven sets things straight. And He puts things in order. And let me tell you, Washington ain't giving him reports on the throne. God's still in business. Does anybody believe God's still in business tonight? There's the burden of the bread from the heart of the master. Aren't you glad Jesus is concerned about the multitude? There's the bringing of the bread from the help of the master. Can I say something right there before I get on? I don't want to miss it. I found it studying last night. Where I read the parallel gospel, did you notice that He just didn't tell the 5,000 to go sit down, but He put them in 50s and 100s? He done that for a reason. Because He knows what every man can handle. Listen to me. Don't get down if you just got 50. They're real important to God. We're not in competition. This thing is providence. And what God does well. I hear people that get so discouraged because they've just got this handful. Let me tell you, they're very important to the Lord Jesus. Just be glad that He's got you in a place that you can be a blessing to others. There's a burden of the bread from the heart of the master, the bringing of the bread from the help of the master. But did you notice in verse 11, there's the breaking of the bread from the hand of the master. Verse 11, Jesus took the loaves, and when He had given thanks, He distributed to the disciples. The disciples of them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. The parallel gospel says that He broke them. I asked my pastor one time, I said, "Preacher, could I ask you something? Why is it that I'm so broken?" This is what my mentor said, and it spoke volumes to me, Brother Allen. He said, "I'm going to tell you why God breaks His people, so He can pass you around." I've never helped nobody till I was broke. When you get broke, but I've noticed this, God has a tendency to pass you around. I'm glad we've got a God that knows what He's doing. There's the breaking of the bread by the hands of the Master. If He can just get His hands on what you got, it's amazing what He can do with you. And with what you got. Can I ask you something right here real quickly and moving? In your church, Jesus never intended your church to be a reservoir. He intended it to be a channel. I found out a way to cure a lot of fussing and fighting in churches. Just give all the money away. Ain't nothing to fight over. You say, "You mean to me, y'all just run from week to week?" We might not need it next week. Jesus sees about the need of the hour. Jesus didn't bless you to become a reservoir. Why would Jesus want to trust you with something if you wouldn't hand it back to Him? It's always been, children, by faith. Only faith pleases God. You know what faith means? Taking Him at His word. Yes, sir. And He'll do it.
Yes, sir.
Now, I want to close this. I've been trying 10 minutes. I'm fixing to close this time. But I want to read something to you, four things I've wrote in my Bible about this text that the Lord has showed me. And I want to share that with your heart tonight. And if our pianist could come, I appreciate you being here this evening. I wish you'd just come tonight. There's the breaking of the bread from the hand of the Master. But look in verse 12. There's the blessing of the bread from the home of the Master. There's the blessing of bread from the home of the Master. Verse 12, when they were filled, He said to His disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." And in verse 11, Jesus took the loaves, and when He had given thanks, He distributed to the disciples. This is what I want to say tonight. They gave what He gave them. Simple basics. They gave what He gave them. What's He given you? Preacher, I don't have much praise. A little goes a long way if you give it to Him. Preacher, I want to be honest with you. I don't got much preaching in me. Oh, if you give it to Him, He can make it go a long way. Preacher, I ain't got much compassion, but I'd say tonight if you'd give it to Him, He could do big things with it. You see, they gave what He gave them. Number two, watch this. This will help you tonight. Jesus gave thanks for what He had. You remember when the 10 lepers were saved, 9 went on and 1 turned back to give Him glory. And you know what Jesus said? I always preach this to a church about its right to praise Him. He said, "Where's the 9? Didn't I do something for all of you?" He gave thanks for what He had. You know, the devil will never show you what you got, just what you ain't got. Tonight, we ought to thank Him for what we do, God. You say, "Brother Ken, that little grand boy of yours, he's just 5, said he ain't got much." Yeah, but you know what? If I'll bring him to the Lord. Other night, he got my Bible, got in down there. He said, "Turn to Genesis." Started preaching. Little 7-year-old grand girl got on the piano and started singing "Nothing But the Blood." Little Parker, 5, come in the door the other Sunday, had his little plastic guitar. My song leader, a grateful man, compassion man. I was still welcoming people, hugging necks, and I heard the piano start, and I looked, and he had little Parker, 5 years old, on the stage with a plastic guitar, and this is what he started singing. "Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the redeeming blood." You ought to heard the people that little young and blessed that Sunday.
Number three, ladies, if you play. Y'all watch this. This is always, I wish I had all night to preach just on this one thought. When we give to Him, we have a lot more than we started with. I started with nothing. But tonight I have so much. Thank Him for. When we give to Him, we have a whole lot more than we started with. They took up 12 baskets full and fed 5,000. Watch this. The more we pass on to others, the more we have for ourselves. There's been times I've given. Brother, God knows my heart, given most of what I had. But within a week, I had more than what I started with. Bring you little tonight. Let Him get His hands on it. Your little bit could touch thousands. Just a little compassion. Just a little mercy. Just whatever your little bit is tonight, if you just bring it unto the Lord and let Him touch it, you'll always, always leave with more than what you give Him. Would you come tonight? Whatever you need, would you gather around this old altar? Just let the Lord get His hands on your little bit. You may be here and you just brought a little here. Well, God's wanting to use what you've got. Just bring it to Him and trust Him. Because He can be trusted tonight. One little lad impacted so many by just bringing it to the Lord. Lord, help us tonight. Lord, touch some things. For we know that if it's Your burden, You will supply all of our needs according to Your riches and glory. Help us to be mindful to You tonight.